Right now, we're joined by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carver Road Chamber of Commerce, one of those 47 movers and shakers from last week with the short and sweet business beat.
I'm not sure. Thanks, Aaron. I'm not sure the etymology of mover and shaker, and I'm not quite sure if I qualify, but appreciate that you're replaying the community forum because a lot of important things came up in those discussions. So enjoyed being part of the young professional panel and still being considered both young and professional.
I think pretty much everyone in that panel was like, am I young or professional?
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure, actually.
We qualify, so.
Yeah. Fighting adulthood, kicking and screaming, and doing it while holding down a professional job. I think that counts.
We're dragging our feet on growing up, so. But we know we can't stay Peter Pan. But spring is here, it's beautiful weather outside, and there are a lot of national celebrations that I want to tell folks about how to celebrate locally. So I don't know if you heard, but this week is National Tourism and Travel Week.
Yes.
And the Visitors Bureau is celebrating. It's actually a $181 million business in Orange County.
Nice.
We welcome about 2.5 million visitors, many of them coming on Sunday to celebrate UNC's commencement.
Graduation.
And this means that we have about 1,800 jobs from tourism and also a $34 million payroll. So this is something I think that's worth celebrating, and I hope that we'll continue to expand our capacity to welcome more visitors to Orange County. If you stop by the Visitors Center in downtown Chapel Hill, you can register for a Welcome to Chapel Hill gift bag with some free items. And then the Visitors Bureau is also, I think I said this last week, but they're going to be welcoming the North American Travel Journalists Association next year, May 15th through 19th. So about this time next year, the week after graduation, we'll be welcoming many travel journalists from across North America to come check out and visit Chapel Hill.
That's going to be really cool. So 1,800 jobs, you said?
Yes,
created?
Yes, yes.
How do we calculate that? Do we know? Or?
It's actually done by the state.
Okay.
I'm not going to remember what this acronym stands for. It's TEIM. It's like Tourism Economic Impact Model.
Okay.
And the new numbers will come out in August, but we are celebrating National Tourism and Travel Week. And really, Orange County showed the greatest percentage increase of more than any other county this the last time they measured this. So it's a lot to be proud of.
And this is a really good opportunity to tell people to be a tourist in their own town and
absolutely
get out and enjoy all of the cool things to see and do in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. Because the state level numbers came out as the start of Travel and Tourism Week, and it's like, oh, we jumped up this much in 2015, and we created this many jobs, and we had all of this tourism revenue coming in. And of course, I've had House Bill 2 on my mind for the last month plus, so I'm reading that, and I'm like, man, 2015 was a long time ago, wasn't it? So that outside money maybe not so much. So we've got to support it. We've got to support the local tourism community by being tourists in our own town.
And it's also an opportunity to uniquely position ourselves as Orange County. Welcome to all visitors,
yes,
including LGBTQ visitors.
Absolutely.
So, and the Visitors Bureau has been out in front on this. So.
Absolutely. So travel and tourism. Is there anything cool going on? I know the Visitors Bureau is doing their thing and...
And it's also, in addition to Tourism Travel Week, it's National Small Business Week,
right?
So,
yeah.
We're really excited to celebrate. I didn't realize this. National Small Business Week goes back to 1963. The president has always issued a proclamation announcing National Small Business Week, and more than half of Americans either own or work for a small business, and they create about 2 out of every 3 jobs in the U.S. So that's from the Small Business Administration, and I think it's worth celebrating. One of the ways we're going to celebrate it is with Congressman David Price.
Yes.
He'll be joining us at the chamber from 8 to 9:30 a.m. And I am excited about him getting to know our small business owners locally better and us understanding what's going on in Washington.
This is tomorrow,
8 to 9:30 a.m. Open to any chamber member employee. Come join us at the chamber's large conference room at 104 South Estes Drive and come hear from Congressman David Price. Also on May 12th, the Small Business Technology and Development Center, I know that you had Liz on, just want to remind folks that they're having a session on alternative growth financing. So if you are a small business and you want to grow, you want to find other ways to finance your business, there's going to be a great opportunity on May 12th in RTP. You can find out more information at sbtdc.org, and then just look for the alternative growth financing session on May 12th in RTP.
And a good reminder that like every great big business starts out as a small business.
Right.
I mean, this thing has been around since 1963. I really want to go back and find those like anachronistic press releases from the 1970s, like celebrating our spunky businesses like Microsoft and Google and Apple. And it's like a couple people in a garage. But I'm sure they'll be okay.
And I bet many of them are ones that might be, you know, we'll look back when we're not young and professional anymore, and we're old and we look back.
So
and we'll
next
see,
year, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We'll see startups that came out of UNC. I was revisiting the recent report that said about 150 startups have come out of UNC representing $7 billion in revenue. And so those all started as small businesses on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill. And I think we'll see those as a list, and they'll no longer qualify as small businesses when we celebrate National Small Business Week.
And a lot of them still are small businesses, like especially in Chapel Hill Harbor. One of the things that really strikes me going around town is that so much of our local economy is driven by small businesses that don't even necessarily want to become big multinational corporations and are just driving the local economy and doing a really good job on a daily basis.
Or we are also known as you're absolutely right, Aaron, and we're also a home to a small business that kind of spun out lots of small businesses, being home to Fleet Feet, being home to Performance Bicycle. Yep. These are companies that were started and now are being franchised out of with headquarters in Carrboro, and I think Performance is now on the border in Chatham.
Yeah. So. I felt at home for a second. I was driving. I went and visited my parents in Michigan earlier this year. I did a crazy like drive home on New Year's Day up to Michigan where it was snowing and visited them for a week. But I was driving back and I drive through Columbus to get back. And I like make a turn that I don't usually make to get back on a highway in a different way. And there was a Fleet Feet right there.
It's like, oh,
like, whoa, we got this like wide reach of this like local business that's based right here in Carrboro, but
started
it's all over the country.
Carrboro.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to see. And so, and really every week is Small Business Week, but we want to take a set aside some time to really focus on how small businesses matter and how we can help them grow.
Cool.
So, the other kind of national celebrations that are going on that we want to provide opportunities to celebrate locally, the Kentucky Derby is actually, they are going to announce the horse gates at 5:30 tonight, and then the Derby is this Saturday. And so what we want folks to know is that you can celebrate locally, because folks may not be headed to Louisville, but you can celebrate locally by being a part of the Community Bocce Derby. And so this is our annual bocce tournament, and it's named, the Derby name came from the late Chris Derby, one of our board members, and we're really excited. So like knowing where your gate is for the horse, we're letting people at 5:30 tonight, if they want to claim their team name, and join us for the Community Bocce Tournament. That's registration is open. That'll be Thursday, June 16th at the American Legion Post 6. And folks can find out more and register, buy tickets, be a super fan at carolinachamber.org/bocce.
I always feel jealous every time this rolls around, because it's always on a weekday afternoon, so I'm always here on the air talking about how great the Derby is. It's always such a beautiful day outside, and calling into people. It's like, oh man, you should be here. It's like, yes, I should be here. You know what? I'm just going to play 3 hours of music. I'll be right there.
Yeah, exactly. 3 hours of music would be a great place to do a live remote. We're going to be doing it'll be really exciting. It'll be like the Kentucky Derby in that we will encourage you to wear your finest sundress, wear a big
old
hat.
Yep.
We might even get some roses. Forever wins the Community Bocce Derby.
Are mint juleps allowed or not until after?
we'll have to check with there will be beverages. I don't know. We should try to work with Tapo Distillery and get some mint juleps started. So,
or at least some like York peppermint patties to tide people over until they can get the good stuff afterwards.
I don't know
if I would have ever
thought about a York peppermint patty as a substitute. But yes,
if you can't get the julep, at least get the mint.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. We'll find a vehicle for your mint, but we hope that you will join us for the Community Bocce Derby, June 16th. It is on a weekday, on Thursday, but it's a great opportunity. It's a great team building activity. Piedmont Health is one of our presenting sponsors. Coastal Federal Credit Union is a presenting sponsor. Both of them are using this as kind of a team building. They bring a lot of their employees, and it's a team building exercise. So this can be called work, and you can come celebrate at the Community Bocce Derby.
Sounds good. Speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce, carolinachamber.org is the website if you want more info, carolinachamber.org/events if you want their upcoming calendar. Speaking of upcoming, Mother's Day is around the corner, 4 days.
I know Daily Tar Heel had an article saying that we at the Chamber are hoping that we get to a place where commencement and Mother's Day are separate days, and so that our restaurants can see a return on that. And so
big crowds of, 2 days exactly, instead of a huge crowd on one day.
But if you're Chapel Hill has some recommendations. If you're looking for Mother's Day brunch, Southern Season, Carolina Inn, Franklin Hotel, and Kipos, that's at the Visitor Bureau website. And then also I know City Kitchen and Silver Spot, their restaurant trilogy is offering Mother's Day brunch. So if you haven't made your reservation, there's still some options. There's also some really exciting things to do, including UNC baseball at 1 on Sunday, a Mother's Day walk at Mason Farm, that's with the North Carolina Botanical Garden, and Southern Village is starting their summer outdoor concert series, and folks can hear the New Horizons Swing Band from 6 to 8.
Awesome.
So lots of great things you can do on Sunday to celebrate your mother, take her out to brunch, or take her out to a baseball game. I think that would
sounds
be fun.
Good. And they're playing Louisville, who's here avoiding the Kentucky Derby this
weekend.
I didn't even think about it. I didn't realize that the Kentucky Derby was coming up so quick. Someone won the Triple Crown last year, and then the horse racing just dropped out of my head until the Kentucky Derby comes around again.
I think you should do a live remote and maybe get a WCHL team, and you can name it tonight for the Community Bocce
Sounds
Derby.
Sounds good. All right. So for brunch, for Mother's Day, Meg McGurk was on yesterday and was also talking about Mother's Day brunch, and the ones that she suggested and the ones that you suggested, there was one overlap, and it's Kipos. Kipos is the place to go for Mother's Day brunch.
I mean, I want to make sure that everybody knows about all the opportunities.
Yeah, there's a lot of great places
downtown for Mother's Day brunch. Yeah. So,
where is your brunch spot?
That's a really, you put me on the spot. Okay, I will say I've been after church leaning towards Shanghai Dumpling and Sandwich, which are not really traditional brunch spots. But if you're like, I need some eggs or I want a big brunch, I would say either Crooks or Milltown.
Shanghai and Sandwich. I like that.
I hope there's so much economic impact for Orange County this weekend. But we are going to avoid some crowds and head to Chatham County to celebrate Mother's Day at the Inn at Celebrity Dairy. But we hope that you can, there are going to be a lot of restaurants open, and every parent is going to go to brunch after graduation.
Right.
So we hope that you'll check out the suggestions both at downtownchapelhill.com, where Meg's suggestions should be posted, and visit chapelhill.org, where the Visitors Bureau has put together restaurants that are open for brunch on Mother's Day.
And don't forget about Carrboro, because you want to avoid some of the UNC crowds. Just head on a little bit further down the road to Carrboro, go to Acme. That's one of my favorite places
Sunday brunch. I should have said Acme, but you know that I believe it's one long downtown. From Moorhead to Market. So Carrboro is still, in the thick of things. But hopefully folks can find a place and just a way to say thank you to their mother.
All right. CarolinaChamber.org is the website again. CarolinaChamber.org/events. You want the upcoming calendar, a lot going on this weekend and beyond. Kristen Smith, Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.